And here's one I'd like to get your thoughts on this afternoon. A school in Sydney's northwest is being accused of sexism and discrimination for banning girls from wearing pants and shorts. The uniform policy at John Palmer Public School in the Ponds requires girls wear dresses or tunics all year round. One concerned mother is campaigning for a change to the policy, arguing that skirts aren't as comfortable or practical as pants. Melissa Meebus, mother of two daughters at the John Palmer Public School, is on the line. Melissa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Why would you like to see the policy changed?
Because I think it's outdated.
How long's it been around?
I have a photo from 1956 from a Sydney school, and the tunic style hasn't changed since then.
So, during the winter,
they have to wear a skirt, which is just completely impractical when you're considering we're getting up and it's -1 degrees, and then they're allowed to wear pants.
So, you want your daughters to be able to wear pants or shorts or both?
I want them to be able to have the choice. I want every girl to be able to have the choice about wearing a skirt.
I'm surprised that they wouldn't back down on this and give some flexibility to your daughters. Is there a reason why they have stuck to their guns?
I've been told it looks smarter to have the girls in the tunics by more than one people from the education department. I mean, this isn't just the school not backing down, and it isn't just John Palmer Public School either. It's systemic across the entire education department.
So you approached the local PNC, but they wouldn't have a bar of it either.
The school opened 8 years ago, and since then it's been brought to the PNC four times to introduce pants, and it's been refused every time. And not just them. I've been to the principal, I have been to the area manager, I have been to the regional manager, and I've been to Adrian Piccolo's office.
So you've gone all the way to the minister, but they're not listening to you.
They're not interested. The education department has policies regarding equal opportunity and sexual discrimination, but they're not enforcing them on a school level.
So do your daughters, do they wear the dresses or the tunics as per the school rules?
No, they don't. I put in a conscientious objection to the uniform and sent them to school in pants this winter. It's just too cold and I'm not willing to risk the health of my children. So they look good.
Well, look, I can understand that. I understand the importance of following school rules, but I can understand where you're coming from as well. Some would say, well, look, you've got to listen to the umpire's decision here. You went and tried to fight for it and the umpire has made their decision and you should be setting examples to your kids by listening to the umpire's decision. What do you say to that argument?
I would rather teach my children not to accept inequality when they find it. If your boss came in tomorrow and told all the girls in your office they had to come from that day on wearing skirts, because that was the new dress code, it wouldn't happen.
No.
Because no one would allow it to happen. But we're allowing it in our schools.
All right. Let me throw it open to the people's jury this afternoon. We'll see what they make of it on the open line. Thanks for your time.
Not a worry.
Melissa Meebus, mother of two daughters at John Palmer Public School. So the school in the Ponds says, no, you must wear dresses or tunics all year round. But she's saying, no, my daughters would like to be able to wear pants just like the boys. What's the big deal?